In the darkness of the night, temperatures drop as your fear rises. The sounds of the unknown only grow louder and closer, and you feel your demise is at hand. You stop and turn and see the harmless dancing shadows in your wake. You let out a shaky breath, almost a laugh. It must have been your imagination. Suddenly you feel a cold wind whip around you, and the shadows whisper, "Phantasmagoria."
Welcome to Phantasmagoria. This is your coolest host, Sam.
Whoa, this wow. is your second coolest host, Kevin.
We can't make that a trend.
And that leaves
This is your
who?
Coolest host by infinity.
Nope.
That's Houston. Exactly what the lamest host would say.
Ooh.
Well, I'm the coolest host by infinity at one. So there. I didn't realize you were going to bring the heat just right off the bat.
No heat.
No heat? That's
are
a bold
you,
claim.
Are you warm, Kevin?
It's
a little sizzly in here.
It's comfortable.
Yeah. It warmed up a bit, but I wouldn't say heat.
Trust me, I'm very familiar with heat right now. My house has been 90 degrees for the past 4 days. RAC is completely broken.
Only 90?
Only 90?
Well,
you're crazy.
Yeah, I'm crazy, but a broken AC in a city that gets over 110.
We've had our own like fans
pretty
going.
Cool, if you ask me.
It literally has been like it's been hitting 117. I want to say like 5 days out of the last week hit 117.
I heard that 117 was the record.
Yeah. It was the record. I remember
that
in
it didn't break the record,
school.
That it met the record.
Yeah.
Yeah. We haven't hit 118 yet, but that was the record set like back in the 80s, I want to say.
Well, it's 90 stupid. Degrees is sounding pretty frosty to me.
No, no joke. It was 104 today, and we were like, oh my gosh, what an oasis in the desert it is today. But we finally had some guys stop by to fix our AC unit, and they found what was wrong. But I was hanging out with my roommate, and I don't think we've ever said his name on the podcast. I'm not going to put him on blast. But I was hanging out in his room with him because he has like the most fan power. And he was playing some Warzone, and we get a knock on the door. No. He was playing Minecraft, and we get a knock on the door.
Oh, yikes.
And I've never seen a man in full panic switch from Minecraft to Warzone in his life. He knew some manly mechanical men were coming over, and he's like, no, they cannot let me see. They cannot see me playing the block game.
No. That still doesn't top your stepbrother.
Oh, which instance? There's like, it's his day to day, man.
We were all playing Magic the Gathering. We were very, very into it, and we were at the shop at the board game shop that they hold tournaments at. They held them every week.
Is this D?
And
or N?
we would go. Oh, this is D.
Yeah, I figured. Okay.
And we would go every week, and this kid that was with us, Houston's stepbrother, was no different. He tagged along every week. But uh-huh. There was one week in particular where a group of guys that went to the same school busted through the doors just to freaking go around and laugh at everybody and freaking look at board games and what big nerds everyone was.
Wait, really? Like full Disney Channel sitcom nerd?
Really? No, yeah, it was. It was, I mean, they didn't.
That's
they,
crazy.
They didn't really pester people, but they were just like.
They were definitely laughing. Whoa. Like, look how these guys spend their time.
Yeah, it
what
was.
A wild thing to do.
Yeah, and it happened more often than you would think.
Look how those guys spend their time.
Exactly.
I know, seriously.
Exactly.
You want to devote
these
yourself
people
to
have
a hobby?
These people have a hobby,
and
your
hobby
is laughing at people who actually have hobbies.
Is literally driving to the place where people are having an awesome time and crapping on
oh
them.
Oh my gosh. I've heard that Reddit's full of 13-year-olds for a while. I think I just finally got that.
Anyway,
true.
These dudes walked in and Houston's stepbrother instinctively threw his hoodie over his head and just phantom walked to the bathroom. and stayed in there for a good 45
You're
minutes.
You're lying.
It doesn't even
45
shock me
minutes.
At all. I believe
we
it
told him they were gone like 15 minutes, like half an hour after he went to the bathroom, and he just to be sure stayed in for an extra 20.
That's so funny.
That doesn't even surprise me a little.
It was
wow.
Oh, what a crack up! But
I can't imagine. There would have been a
that's
a
high
dust
school,
cloud.
Ladies and gentlemen.
A dust cloud shaped like a person, wherever he had been. That's freaking insane, dude.
Yeah, talk about... Well, anyway. That's... Just for anybody that's considering being like either of these two parties in this story, don't do that.
Yeah. Who can't play magic?
Please just be yourself in high school and don't care about dumb people that think you're dumb when they're dumb.
Yeah,
and everyone's
I would say we know a good amount of people who fell into that trap of like gotta be cool, have to. Like I didn't like even
can't let anybody. I can play the shiz out of Pokemon.
Oh,
I can play the shiz out of Magic the Gathering, but I can't let anyone know that I do.
Right, which you
had
don't
a
need
lot
to,
of
like,
those friends.
You don't need to also. You don't need to go full spectrum on the other end of the spectrum and march through the halls like I play Magic, and if you don't like it, you're dumb. Like don't do that.
Nope.
Because there are people who do that, and you shouldn't do that. There's two ends of. Oh, I shouldn't say that. Never mind. What? You were going to say something, Sammy?
Two ends of the spectrum?
No, two ends of...
Just say yes.
Yeah.
Story time?
Correct.
I do have a question. The question is, my daughter summoned a demon through her Ouija board.
Yeah?
Is spanking her an appropriate punishment?
Ooh. Okay, so
the demon or the sister?
Yes, yes. The demon is not it's here. It's happened. It's done. Who cares? What's the punishment? This is a wrong thing you've done. What is an appropriate punishment? This is what I've always wanted on this show. I can't believe this.
Well, this is a very. Hold on. You just changed the question from is.
No. Is spanking her an appropriate punishment?
I'm gonna go ahead and say no right now.
Daughter summoned a demon. Is spanking her atoning, right? Has she atoned for what she's done after I have spanked her?
Yeah, that's not going to teach your daughter anything. She's going to run right into the arms of a demon if you go spanking her.
No, and let me tell you why. Because that's exactly what the demon wants you to do.
Spank your daughter.
Spank your child.
Sounds like maybe she called you into the room if you're spanking your daughter. I'm on full team no spank. I don't even care if you've summoned a demon. I don't care if you took a cookie out of the cookie jar. I don't care if you got your thumb caught in the plum pie. Team no spank, and I always will be.
Here's an answer.
Oh.
I wouldn't suggest spanking her. You might upset the demon. This part kind of hurts.
Okay.
Instead, it may be best to pretend to show love and understanding to your daughter.
You
to
see?
Go, to go full
whoa, whoa, whoa.
Sociopath?
Pretend?
To pretend to show love to your daughter.
To introduce backstabbing mind games to your child?
This would be advisable because the demon is most likely watching you too closely for signs of weakness.
You know what? This person's a genius. I think this person picked up immediately that if this woman or father, whoever caught daughter summoning a demon through Ouija board, is like, this is an unreasonable person. If I don't trick them into doing something, they're gonna spank this kid.
I just love the way that it's worded. This person says, now I know you hate your daughter after she did this thing, but maybe at least pretend to love her.
That'll be the first time she's ever experienced that, I'm sure.
Yeah, for sure. That's I agree 100%. I think that was a full oh, what's the word? Not a bamboozle. Reverse psychology. It's like you've got to pretend to love your daughter. Hugs, kisses.
It's going to be hard.
Booster allowance. Like, this person is looking out for the
daughter.
Booster
self-confidence. Tell her that she's good, special, and awesome.
Mm-hmm.
You'll see the demon
will be
the
furious.
Demon thing.
Gone.
Oh.
He just will feel like he's no match for that kind of behavior.
He'll see no weakness.
The love. The demons can't be around love. Rule number one. Oh, but with okay, but let's pretend. Let's entertain the idea that parent loves daughter. truly and wants her to understand that this is not an okay thing to do.
See, when
what's an appropriate punishment?
When you love your child, sometimes they have to be punished, right? Mm-hmm, there has to be, you know.
Yeah, they've got to learn.
Discipline.
Yeah, there has to be discipline. So what do you do as discipline?
Well, okay. So is the question, what is the appropriate punishment or what is the safest punishment?
No,
I think those are two different things.
The word used, I believe, is spanking her an appropriate punishment.
Okay. So never.
You're right. Yeah, 100%.
Well, that hurts. I mean, I don't know about you, but that just hurts your dignity.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
She's done something wrong.
Mm-hmm.
That is ample punishment.
It's
appropriate might not be the right word. But if I have been spanked, I'm a grown man. I don't know about it. But if I'm being punished and I get spanked as punishment,
Sam, are you the asker of
bad
this
time.
Question?
Bad time.
Yeah.
Bad.
But when's the last?
That is ample punishment.
This is
for me.
Mother daughter,
I'm done.
Sam.
I'm never summoning a demon again.
I don't believe that for a second. I think if you did something and I put you over my Houston Tanner's knee and spanked you,
my mom,
I think you'd do it every day. You'd be like, no.
At the grocery store, my mom spanks my butt. That is it. That's enough for me, man. I'm shaping up.
Oh, let
me
tell you. You'll never pull a grape off the batch. Wow.
I don't know. I think you walk away. I think you walk away with a lot of animosity and anger.
Which may turn you back to the demon.
Exactly. I think you walk away with every ingredient it takes to summon a second demon.
Well, okay. if you're
just promoting a demon's natural habitat,
and we are technically making assumptions on like what the rules of the household are. Maybe this parent is actually cool with their kids using Ouija boards. They just don't like that they summoned a demon with it. So maybe that's a fun exercise with your daughter.
What an
you
idiot.
Together summon a good spirit, chat it up.
That,
send them on their merry way.
That and doesn't like, happen.
This is how you... No, because you have to teach. It's a teaching... It's a parent-child moment, Kevin.
With a Ouija board?
You're telling me you never went to parent-teacher conference and your teacher never whipped out a Ouija board? I don't know what kind of backwoods school you went to.
I just don't... You don't get good spirits with Ouija board. What... What movie have you seen where they like bust the Ouija board out and it's like a rom-com?
See, here's the thing. The bad spirit's already there.
Who's going to make a movie about good spirit being summoned with a Ouija board?
You have nothing to lose at this point by spanking her slap on the butt.
Huh?
The bad spirit's already there.
Well, you might amplify with that
would
bad vibes. I would think.
Does it feed on bad vibes or is it like...
I would... A slap on the bum to a child is a bad vibe,
and I
would think a demon would very much enjoy that bad vibe.
The demon shows up, and he's like, they send him in to see if the coast is clear, and then freaking mom spanks the daughter on the butt, and he's like, oh, a feeding frenzy here.
Yeah. A slap on the butt gives off only two kinds of energy. Demons like them both. They are fans of both of those vibes. I want to double down on that though, because I really do think the good spirit thing. Like, remember Skyscraper starring The Rock Johnson? Do you remember that trailer?
Ooh, I didn't watch. That
I didn't
movie.
Either. But would they make a movie about Rock Johnson in a skyscraper if the skyscraper wasn't going to be exploding and he had to jump from lifting building material to I didn't watch it. He fought Donkey Kong at the top.
I don't actually know.
but that's what I'm saying. If the movie was Skyscraper with was it a normal skyscraper?
I don't remember honestly.
I'm assuming that the movie wasn't about The Rock Johnson just in a normal skyscraper for an hour and a half. Cinema style.
Ooh.
Just a normal
run
of the mill skyscraper.
No,
it was an hour and a half inside and outside of the skyscraper.
I think it was like what you might have imagined like a supervillain's skyscraper to be.
Yeah.
And then he's trying to get out of the skyscraper as it's
I think I remember him rescuing his family.
His family is
at the top,
upward,
I
yeah,
think.
And he has to get him and his family down.
I wonder how good that movie is. It seems very dumb.
Bad.
I mean, the Rock's in it, but he's also in that new Jungle Cruise movie, and that looks brutal. It looks like a Redbox movie.
See, I think that when you go in
against Redbox,
when you go, it's not about how good the movie is; it's about how high your expectations are.
Yeah.
If you go in expecting it to be a bad movie that's full of action and The Rock Johnson lifting heavy things and throwing things and jumping,
right,
and
climbing, you're going to have a great time.
You're going to have a hoot of a time.
Yeah.
But if you go in thinking it's going to be...
It's going to blow your
Citizen
mind.
Citizen Kane.
Citizen Kane. Then you're going to be disappointed.
What did it mean when he pushed Donkey Kong off the roof? What does that mean?
He didn't. There's no monkey in the movie.
Oh, no, you clearly didn't look up the secret ending, the director's cut.
Nintendo's.
Can I get a 1 hour 30 minute cut of Skyscraper with Dwayne the Rock with just the music of Donkey Kong over the entire movie, start to finish?
Oh man, can anyone shed light on this experience I had?
I just cut myself. It hurt. I don't know on what. Sorry. Keep going.
I want to paint the picture here.
Stop.
Houston's laying on a soft bed.
Yeah,
the comfiest seat in the house.
Like something had pierced me, and now there's no mark. It hurt. Sorry.
This happened about 5 years ago. I am currently 25 years old. You do the math. I've always had strange occurrences happen to me and members of my family throughout my life. Less so now. We've lived at multiple homes, so I usually assumed it had something to do with what was happening more than the actual locations. Now to the actual event. I was staying home alone for that weekend. My family was going out, and I couldn't go since I had to work. We are a big family, so this would actually be the first time in years that I have the house to myself for two full night and days.
At 25?
At 20.
This is a flashback.
I usually babysat my younger siblings. Another
That's
thing to add.
That's a powerful feeling.
Is it?
Being alone for the first time in a full house for extended periods of time.
Babysitting kids.
Oh, yeah,
siblings.
No, that too. To have
oh,
dominion,
baby.
To the first feeling of dominion over small children. I'm convinced that's why everyone becomes a teacher. No one does it to help kids learn. They want that king.
$40 for pizza? Do whatever I want with this.
Like $40 for pizza. For me.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. No.
It was good.
No,
it was good. It was bad, but I kind of liked it. It was really, really good. Keep
Sam won't break eye contact with me. I hate it.
Keep hitting that bongo, buddy.
Another thing to add is that I've always had a strange relationship with sleep and dreams, as I'm a heavy dreamer, but not a heavy sleeper. A lot of my encounters have been prior or during sleep. Prior to, I think that's how you say that. So, Sam, what? Why?
I'm sorry. It's the pizza.
It's the embarrassment of it's the combined being called out and the behind the curtains thing that I'm feeling of like I thought it said don't say that and I said it. I really wish I hadn't. And now I have to live with that forever. And it's just out there.
We're gonna clip it.
Oh
okay,
man.
I'm back.
Okay. So I woke up in the middle of the night, which is very common for me. And once I'm awake, I'm up for a good bit. I'm awake and just chilling on my bed. My phone is broken, so I can't check the time. Oh, gosh.
What? So you don't have a phone?
Is it not charged or is it broke? Yeah. I woke up, went to check my phone, remembered it's broken, and was like, fuh? Like, what? What does that mean?
Just chilling on my bed. My phone is broken, so I can't check the time. All my lights are off. I'm there contemplating sleep or TV when I'm contemplating sleep or TV when a light comes on from within the gap of my bed and the wall. It was a pale blue light that seemed to be coming from under the bed, but only on the wall side. There was no noise, and I was just surprised. I thought maybe an electrical socket was going off. What does that even mean?
Like sparking.
Just zapping away your electrical socket?
Yeah, they never said they were a college... A college educate.
What?
I don't... Wait, you lost me there. Wait, what?
Graduate.
I still... That doesn't clarify why I'm
confused. They never said they were smart.
A college...
What is that?
They never said they were...
That might happen in a cartoon.
Oh, I see.
Maybe they saw it and they were like... That could be real life.
I've seen a spark while it connected with my finger, but I've seen like visual electricity shoot out of a socket and get me.
Hey,
it hurt.
They never said
a prolonged amount of time that was
they
blue.
Never said they were a college
blue,
educate.
But it wasn't like Pikachu using Thunderbolt on my whole body. Like it sounds
is
like this wall socket is doing.
That's
but you have seen that.
Not out of a wall socket.
Pikachu using Thunderbolt on your whole body.
Mm-hmm. No. I just said no. It doesn't matter. Keep going.
I was going to peer down when a small orb, probably the size of a golf ball, starts rising up from the shining light. It just rises up a bit, maybe a couple feet away from my face. I haven't moved or interacted at all. And then it just comes back down the gap and the light goes off. I eventually do peer over.
Whoa.
And nothing. There was no light or any markings, not a noise, and the rest of the weekend went by fine. I'm almost 99% sure that I was awake, and I'm open to the idea of this having a natural explanation. Also, although I've had many encounters before, this is the only one of this nature that I've experienced. Most of my encounters have been auditory or sensory. My apologies for the length of this post. Thank you for taking the time to read through it. Apology accepted.
Auditory or sensory? Like what is... I guess sensory would be like I just sense something. I don't know why. There's nothing happening, but I sense something.
I suppose.
This has sparked a memory in me. I don't know if I've shared this on this podcast.
This did not happen to you.
It did happen to me.
There's no freaking
It only
way.
Took 100 episodes
this,
for this idiot to think
this
of
This exact thing did not happen to me, but something fairly similar. I was a child.
Okay.
I had lost a tooth.
Like you... Okay.
I put it under my pillow.
Okay.
I go to bed. I'm fading in and out of sleep. I wake back up, open my eyes... And I saw like a pinpoint of light in front of me that kind of moved like not in like a straight line, but kind of like, I don't know, kind of curvy. And I watched it for probably like 2 or 3 seconds and then I kind of blinked.
And then the Disney Channel theme played. And Sam was watching TV.
And I opened my eyes and it was gone.
It was Phineas and Ferb drawing a Mickey Mouse.
I was convinced that this was the Tooth Fairy.
Okay.
Right?
Came out of your wall socket and took your tooth.
Whoa.
No, but I saw this thing.
Nobody right. said anything about a wall socket.
Oh,
a light.
I was combining the stories a little bit.
I saw like a pinpoint of light moving.
Okay.
Like above me.
Right.
And then it was gone. And I was convinced it was the Tooth Fairy. I woke up in the morning. There was a dollar under my pillow. And I told everyone.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I saw the Tooth Fairy last night. Yeah. Everyone just thought that was a hoot.
I also...
Sam, tell everyone who you saw last night.
Did
and
you,
I was like,
you hear that,
I saw,
Uncle Tim? My son's an idiot.
I saw the Tooth Fairy. And they just... like I remember kind of getting the feeling that I was kind of being mocked.
Right. Well, how old were you?
But I couldn't... I wasn't sure.
Right.
But now that I'm older,
like a
it's like,
kid.
Yeah. I was like, of course. They were like, wow, that's funny. That's cute.
Yeah.
He thinks that he saw the Tooth Fairy. But I explicitly remember what I saw.
Right. You saw something.
I saw
the
something.
The same night your tooth was
floating.
Taken.
Yeah.
So these are isolated incidents because your parents have a memory, definitely, of taking a tooth and putting a dollar in
right.
the bed. But there was a small, all facts aside, there was... a small beam of light moving through your room the night your tooth was taken.
Not even a beam, just like a
right.
little, like a point, a pinpoint, like a ball almost, like moving.
So maybe
you did see
and
the
I was
Tooth
like,
Fairy.
That's
yeah.
the Tooth Fairy.
Maybe you actually did. Maybe this person has also. Maybe the Tooth Fairy just checks. Maybe they don't have like a sense of like when a kid has lost teeth. Maybe they just check if anyone lost teeth. Just zoom through. This kid's 20. He probably didn't lose a tooth, but I don't freaking know.
Just a routine check every night.
Full-time job. Just zooms around to every bed in the world.
It's got a... Yeah.
See if there's a tooth under there.
It also... It came out of the wall socket. Here's the thing.
It didn't, though.
No, not yours. This person's.
This person's didn't.
Well, it was like by the wall socket.
It was by down where the wall socket was, but it was where he couldn't see it.
Yeah, that's fair.
He just knew there was a wall socket down there. There was nothing else
happening. The thing with the orbs, though, specifically, when we were looking for stories on this, like just for this show, every time I see an orb story, I'm interested and I start reading it, and then it's the same as every orb story I've ever read. And I've kind of pushed them out of my memory for that, or like me even paying attention to them for that exact reason. But it's like, it's 90% of the things people post about. Like, are ghosts, are they the orbs? Are they something else? We've never really cracked down on orbs, and they're like the biggest thing out there for people.
Maybe
orbs don't ever really do anything, though.
No.
Maybe they are just the weakest form of ghosts.
Of spirit.
They just
orbit up.
It takes energy and power to what is that word? I don't know, not present themselves, but to
appear?
Manifest themselves.
Manifest as a humanoid or as anything but an orb. They come to this side, and if they're not strong enough, then they just automatically are manifested.
Or maybe they're baby ghosts. They're embryos.
Oh, so you think when
you die, embryos. You become an embryo-st. That's good.
It was good.
It's good. It's better than pizza.
Hey, don't sell yourself short, buddy.
It's better than
pizza. Don't sell yourself short, sport.
What?
now it's just rhyming.
What
is anything?
Wasn't supposed to rhyme.
An embryo's. How long do you think an embryo's takes to become a?
An embryo's.
If you think it's good, I'm gonna take it seriously. You can't laugh.
Take it seriously.
Sam's dumb comment.
What did you say?
Nothing.
What? He tried to make a pun and just like
another.
Didn't
I? Didn't.
No, it was when he called you sport.
Oh, yeah. No.
Don't sell yourself sport.
No, that's not what I was trying to do.
He tried to, dude.
I didn't try to do that. I promise.
I saw his cogs turning.
I almost said champ, but then I was like, there's a better word for this, sport. And then it ended up rhyming and being bad. And then you guys laughed at me, and now I have to explain myself. And now the whole podcast is ruined.
Sorry. Honest question, what is the stage from embryo to... full ghost.
Embryos
to
ghost.
Ghost. Yeah. What is it? Like, what would you like? Is it a long? Are they thousands? Hundreds?
It's not that bad.
I think it might just be a power energy thing.
So maybe some people are stuck there in orb form because they just didn't have strong enough spirits.
Unless they can get more power.
I think it's a sprite that lives in the electrical transformer.
Oh.
And it actually did come out of the electric socket.
An electric.
You ever opened up a transformer? Saw what's in there?
When you keep saying transformer, what do you mean transformer? I'm sure you don't mean Optimus Prime and his friends.
No.
What do you mean?
Those big electric boxes out in the
Optimus Prime
outside.
Is that? I didn't know that was called the transformer.
You know what I'm talking about, though.
The big green one that we would all sit on as children.
Yeah, that's called the transformer.
So you think those things are full of fairies and pixies?
Yeah, and they bring the electricity to all
the
houses.
Kevin, I can't say you're wrong.
You ever opened one up?
I've never opened one up. Children are drawn to them. Clearly, everyone would go and hang out by them.
They have power. Think about electricity. How the heck does it do? What it does.
You know, Bill Gates doesn't want you to know this, but there's a pixie in every single one of your iPhones.
Is he powering them? It's like stuff that shocks you, but it also like
are these pixies
makes your microwave turn in circles.
Do they do it voluntarily? Is it free?
Oh, no one would do that voluntarily.
Or is it slave labor?
Well, I don't want to...
Yeah, Kevin...
I don't want to cause a war with electric sprites.
If you are unwilling to open this up, then you are just as guilty as those who enslave.
Whoa!
You can't take a peep on this.
You're an enabler.
Enabler.
I will not be silent.
You can't start an article on this conspiracy and then close it up when things start getting a little hot. A little spicy.
When there's a spark.
I guess we better freaking crack one of those babies open.
Open up your
local transformer.
We're gonna have people dying.
You have someone that freaking comes out like the Disney Channel Nickelodeon TV show, just like smoky hair sticking straight up, black face, and they're like, there weren't any sprites in there.
Yeah, don't touch local, any of these boxes.
Local bozo opens up a transformer
looking for fairies. Yeah, one of two things is going to happen if you open one of these bad boys up. And one, either it's going to be fairies, and the last thing they knew was that humans put them in there, and they're not going to be happy with you. Or two, the lightning that God made is going to come out, and that's going to hurt real bad. It wasn't meant to be put in a box. Hey, you know what?
Even if you open up a transformer and got your butt shocked, who's to say that it wasn't the electric sprites that did it?
Yeah.
You'll never know.
I gotta say, If the government came out one day, we're like, you know what, no more secrets. Like, what am I going to do, check? I don't want to become an electrician. I don't want to fix power lines. How do I know that's not all a front and there's actually these crazy things that the people higher up were like, put them in boxes? You expect me to believe that there are wires running across the entire country giving all of us power? No. Magic thing in these boxes that I am... fine, leaving alone.
That's what I'm saying. Enabler. And this is one of them. It's a little blue orb, the size of a golf ball.
Can I tell you a little story about what
the Tooth Fairy?
What Transformers
ago.
Remind me of?
Yeah,
a little
yeah,
story from
please.
my time. I may have shared this story as well. Just put that little disclaimer on the front of every single one of my stories.
You never know.
Because it's been a long time we've been doing this podcast. We're almost at episode 100.
But this is the new version.
Okay. Yeah. No, yeah, yeah. You're right. So here we are. We just got done playing softball. We're walking down the street. I wouldn't be surprised if you both were there.
The same old thing.
We're walking down the street, and I stole somebody's glove. Super funny.
Thief. Right. No, that...
Well, Sam just used his height. Like, no one could get it. What are they going to do? Climb him?
Okay.
No.
Yes.
I don't think that he
goes like this.
Yes.
The glove's gone.
I don't think that he knew that I had it. But he was turning around to see who had it. So, I saw some bushes off to my left, and I just toss it into the bushes. Come to find out...
Got him.
Very funny.
Very
good
funny.
So, he wouldn't know where it was.
Right,
he turned around and be like, who has my glove? No one has it.
Oh, very funny.
I'm a very funny jokester.
That's funny.
It was
a low-key trickster god over here.
It was funny until it hit the side of the transformer and slipped down the hole that was where the transformer is supposed
Samuel.
To be.
Oh.
You didn't.
It was shifted over like 5 inches.
How deep do those things go?
Yikes.
It was deep enough that...
You couldn't get it?
That I wasn't sticking my arm in there.
Well, you're not
going to
stick your hand in there.
You got to get the glove.
You don't.
You do. It's not your glove.
And he was unhappy.
Beat you up?
He was very unhappy.
I don't have a memory of this.
Is that glove still there to this day?
It must be.
Is it here in town? We should go look.
Uh-huh.
I would.
It is here in town. But I felt so bad. It was like, gloves are expensive.
They are, dude.
Yeah.
It was like his glove.
Good ones, yeah.
He was a baseball player. I was like,
yeah.
I just felt like crap.
I wondered who it was in this story, and that sealed it. I know exactly who this was. The unhappiness as an understatement. The him being a baseball player. Yeah, that's too bad. Bizarre.
Good evening, everybody, or morning or afternoon or whatever. It doesn't matter. We are Graveyard Tales. Now, if you like ghost stories, hauntings, cryptid encounters, and the weird history behind them, then you should join us in the graveyard.
You can find us on any of your favorite podcast providers. Check out our website at graveyardpodcast.com and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and on Twitter at GRV. Just go search Graveyard Tales.
That would be easier. Now, we hope to see you in the graveyard.
And we're back. I have a story now. And we've got another rousing game. Another contestant on the chopping block of, is this individual a possessed human being?
This is one of my favorite games.
Okay.
I'm glad. Enjoy this game. I'm just going to make the title longer and longer every time.
Is the
and I want to point out, well, you know what? I'll point it out after. Buttered popcorn with ketchup is far superior over all snacks in existence. Yeah, that's right. I said it. I've been lurking on Reddit for far too long and always hid my guilty pleasure, but today I come out of the closet. Buttered popcorn drizzled with ketchup is absolutely delicious, surpasses not only all popcorn types, but all snacks. Caramel popcorn? Forget it.
One question.
Fruit snacks? Disgusting.
Whoa,
barbecue flavored chips? Average at best. Show me the aisle in the grocery store with the popcorn and the Heinz ketchup, and I'll be there.
I have one question.
I need to shake this man's hand.
I have one question. How do I eat?
That's my question.
How do I eat?
Yeah.
How do I eat with your freaking hand?
That's
now
a
you have
mess
ketchup up to
everywhere.
Your elbow, you moron.
For the best snack
up
ever?
To your elbow.
For the best snack ever? Count
up
me
to your
in.
Elbow.
Count me in. Sam, I want you to think of the best snack you've ever had.
Yeah. I'm eating the whole thing, which means I'm going into my armpit. Sticking my arm in this bucket of popcorn.
How big is
that? Not something
of popped kettle corn.
That's something that you're unwilling
know, but
to
I'm
do.
I'm going all the way to the bottom.
You're telling me that
I'm
you're
all the way to the bottom.
Are you saying that you are unwilling to get a little dirty for the freaking best snack food?
Yes.
It brings the greatness.
Because that's wrong.
It brings the greatness of the snack food way down.
Nope.
People are
think about foods that
I
are very messy.
100%.
No, think about foods that are messy.
People are about convenience.
Mrs. I prefer traditional wings. Same deal.
It makes it.
He's got.
Don't
he,
laugh
did,
at
he,
me.
Did, he threw a dart and it hit the bullseye.
They're just better. Dark
they are, they, the t-
dark
the
meat's
flavor
better.
Is better, but
oh,
I, the messiness
but,
is hard every time for me.
It's not even
credit.
Bad,
but it's worth it to you because you're eating traditional wings,
yeah, but,
aren't you?
But
they're that much better. This snack, you're right. If this is really
that's
the best
what I'm
snack
saying
by just leagues, then yes.
Oh,
you're correct.
So did you really need to ask the question how, Sam?
Yes.
Okay. Well. That's
I just,
how.
I
is there a
know.
Better way? Is he eating it with a fork? A spoon?
There's
no use
way.
Your noodle and tell me.
With popcorn, there really is no way. What could there ever be? These were right.
How many times? Who am I talking to? I'm talking
what?
To two crazy people considering eating popcorn with a spoon.
No, I'm saying no. That's like I'm saying you're
how
right
do we
in
eat
that
popcorn?
Aspect.
How has anyone ever
no,
eaten popcorn?
You're right. I agree. I'm saying that God made when He made people. He's like we could give them four fingers, but there's gonna be a delicious buttery snack one day, and there's literally no utensil they'll ever design that would work. It's all it needs to be five. They need five. Maybe chopsticks. You
you're
could
telling
chopsticks.
Us that that popcorn came before our thumbs?
Yes.
In the great eternal
I could
plan.
Plow a field with no thumbs, but you want me to eat popcorn? No.
I just can't. They're like four fingers. Oh, what? But how are they going to eat popcorn?
I just can't.
Make that five.
I can't stick my hand in the bucket.
No, I couldn't either.
Why?
They're slimy, slippery little popcorn nuggets with
the smell that it's getting me here.
What are you saying?
The heated, baking, rancid ketchup smell.
You're literally dipping your hand into a bucket of red ketchup popcorn.
You're wrong. Okay, I want to point out, I want to reemphasize the word drizzled. Drizzled
is
lightly. No,
it splurches as it enters the bucket.
No splurching necessary. Splurching and drizzle.
When you stick your hand in your dry bucket of popcorn, every single popcorn nugget in there shifts a little bit and makes a sound.
Or falls out of
so?
Your bucket.
So?
You're gonna
when it's not dry,
on
it's splurching the
Sam,
whole bucket.
You're not. You. No!
Yeah.
This isn't popcorn soup.
Popcorn on your floor, popcorn
people
on your
have,
counter.
You've
that's
had,
where this.
No.
You've drizzled. You've drizzled chocolate.
He's possessed. And Kevin might be too.
Oh,
based on how he's talking. Kevin might
be too. I have yet to give my opinion on how this snack food tastes.
Gonna stick their hand in that popcorn.
On how this food tastes, okay? I have not said anything about how I feel about how it tastes. All I've said is that you would not just
you
would not stick your hand in a bowl of popcorn drizzled in ketchup and just come out with a glove
of ketchup.
No. He's absolutely right. He's absolutely right.
Him?
Yeah.
You would not. And he absolutely knows it. He knows he's just saying it to piss everyone off in the room.
The only person pissed off is you, Kevin.
You are assuming that he is just pouring so much ketchup. He's making like a cup of popcorn and using an entire bottle of ketchup. And you're sticking your whole hand below surface level. That's just not happening. So to a snack food drizzled in ketchup.
Does he apply as he goes?
Perhaps. I doubt it.
He's got to get it
but
in there.
If you were
shuffling it around.
Sam, yeah. If you stick your hand.
You're dipping your hand and splurching. The old dip and splurch.
Oh. People tell, like, my grandma makes this bomb caramel corn, and I've seen her, like, tumble it to get it all thoroughly coated. If this guy loves it that much, I would assume he would do the same thing. I also got to know, like, this isn't going to seem that big. But when you think about it, it is. Is the butter factor actually there? Like, is it actually there at all? Because, like, if it's there, maybe that's a very specific taste that someone's about. If it's just ketchup on dry, unflavored popcorn, that's just ketchup with a fluffy crunch. There's no flavor. That's all that is.
This kid's got to be, like, 10 years old, dude. Something about ketchup and putting ketchup on stuff is like a little kid thing.
My best friend's cousin growing up used to make ketchup sandwiches.
Dude, I had a friend too. Wait, you had a friend or you did it?
No, I did it.
Oh, Kevin, no.
That's why I want the popcorn.
No.
How much did they pay you?
I didn't say it.
You just burnt your bridge.
First of all, they weren't ketchup sandwiches. It was ketchup toast.
Was there butter?
You've not saved yourself, buddy.
That's nothing.
You made a desperate attempt and came up
and
so
I
short.
I still haven't said anything about how I feel about the taste.
Well, I think that
of
says plenty,
ketchup
Kevin.
Popcorn.
That says more than a.
That's you, all the two.
You put
ketchup,
there are
ketchup
toast is ketchup popcorn.
I don't go to a movie ketchup theater toast with toast.
Ketchup toast is the same thing as ketchup popcorn.
Same
thing. No.
How
same,
dare you?
Same flavor profile. 100%.
You're saying the same. There's that popcorn and toast are the same thing.
They're close, buddy.
Kevin's dug his hole and buried himself.
Do you know how much profit a movie theater would make if they said, here's a bucket of popcorn, or you could have a couple slices of toast? They wouldn't get a dime off of that. Nobody. It's not the same thing at all.
Dude,
they're similar.
I'm not even going to lie.
They're
I would
similar.
Go for some movie theater, some movie theater toast right now.
Level of this episode has to be turned down a notch.
Incredible. It kind of matches this post. Everything I've read for this game, this cursed bad game, has been like this timid, like, I hope no one hates me.
This guy's
but
like,
I put mayo in my hot chocolate. This guy's like, hey, listen up, idiots. Heinz is the only answer. For movie theater delights.
Also, the other snack foods, they're not just... This isn't just the best snack food there ever was.
Yeah.
All the other snack foods suck. Average at best, he says.
I can't believe he even experimented to this level. If he's honest about that, if that's true, he's been eating snacks his whole life.
Yeah, you know
what?
And
he's like, these are terrible.
You know what? That speaks more about him being possessed than honestly ketchup popcorn does.
Everyone
might have their weird thing, but the fact that this kid is just
I'm
trashing on good snack foods.
I'm shaking my head.
Yeah. Like, what does he do? Go to a party, a get together, and like, here's some Ritz, some dip, some veggies.
And he says, we
got pizza, and he's like, oh my gosh.
Ew, no.
You animals. But have you heard about this food? I brought my own thing. Would you like a bite? Oh my gosh, get out of our house.
He pulls out like two McDonald's ketchup packets and is like, now it's a snack.
That's how you figure out.
Would you like a drink from my thermos of hot chocolate?
Oh. Secret ingredient.
He's got the mayo hot chocolate one and the...
This is just the Heinz, like, founder. This is the Heinz CEO.
Shouldn't everyone go out and enjoy some Heinz?
He's
I'm
like,
feeling it right now.
Heinz desperate. And hot chocolate. Heinz and popcorn.
They're not
Heinz,
doing so
Heinz,
good.
Heinz.
Oh, it's so good. I honestly wonder... This would be a kid I would want to ask. If we were to get someone on the show for this game, I would want this kid on the show.
He definitely knows how to present a point.
For that exact line of questioning, though, the like, okay, you've thrown Heinz on there. What about McDonald's ketchup? What about anywhere else's brand or any other fast food?
And like, he'll have an answer for you.
If this is your favorite food, you will have that ready to go because you will have experimented with everything. And if he doesn't have that ready to go...
Unless that's just what his mommy put on there when he was young, and that's just what he's used to.
That's what he's rolling with.
It could be.
The other ketchups just don't measure up.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and say possessed. I'm landing on it.
A possessed.
No human being. There's no way. I'm so glad you brought that up. The messiness alone is unbelievable. I hate it. It drives me insane.
I think that I would have to pour it into my mouth.
What?
Oh, it would go ever... Sam, that's worse maybe.
No.
It, you guys it sound like the biggest scrubs I've ever heard.
You just like shimmy it until it gets
I have
in there.
Ever heard.
You need like a funnel. Maybe a funnel.
Do you understand?
Maybe you actually get a funnel.
Do you understand that there are actually other very edible things that are drizzled over popcorn that isn't just a horrible, uncleanable mess?
No, there's not.
It's not as bad. It's even with like pizza and stuff, dude. I'm constantly like wiping my mouth after every bite, wiping my fingers off.
Yeah, but guess what? You're eating it and you don't care.
The ketchup's a wet. Pizza's a dry. Pizza's like, you got the pizza dust. You've got the freaking stuff. I don't.
There's nothing dry about
marinara sauce.
Ketchup
on my fingers. What do? Nothing. I lose.
Especially if you're sitting in the middle of a movie theater.
can you imagine that slurp of a finger?
Oh. You have ketchup up to your elbow and you're sitting in a movie theater.
Ketchup doesn't sound any different.
It does. Because you got to imagine the guy eating it, Kevin. The individual that would do this.
And he's just like,
Heinz and butter, yum, yum, yum.
Best snack food I've ever had.
Dude.
How do you clean yourself up?
Heinz ketchup.
There's no way. It's the smell of everything, dude.
I'm done.
The smell would be...
I'm done with it.
You just hold your arm up the whole movie after that? Don't let it touch the armrest.
I hope everyone wanted to watch Avengers Infinity War with the scent of ketchup wafting through this entire theater. Because that's what you get.
Serious question. What is the average lifespan of a demon cat?
Infinity.
Whoa.
It's a demon.
So? Demons?
Do demons die?
Sure.
Oh, well, frick.
Why not?
Average.
Then I don't know.
We're not looking for the longest lifespan. Average lifespan.
What is the world record lifespan for a demon cat?
Well, if they are immortal, it's going to be... It's like a speed run, right? Like or like a last man standing, like a Fortnite... Like the kids are doing? All these demon cats are like trying not to get exercised. So
well, define a demon cat. Is a demon cat actually a demon?
Just cats in general?
Maybe it's just a bad cat.
No, but no, I don't understand your question. When you say is the cat a demon, do you mean like...
Is a demon cat a demon?
Or a cat?
Or is it just a bad cat?
Ooh. No, yeah, like... I think that if you were to say, oh my gosh, it's a demon cat, that's just a cat that perhaps is possessed by a demon.
So here I am living my life. I've got this demon cat that's killing all of my birds and lizards and leaving them at my front door.
Right.
And I am sick of this.
You don't want birds?
What's the average lifespan of demon cats? How long do I have to put up with this?
What? Well, hey... that sounds like a victim attitude. What can you do about it? Okay, what can you, why don't you put some initiative in there, sport, and get rid of this guy
yourself?
Hold
on there.
What, are we going to shoot it?
I don't think it would work. I think that'd make it more demon than cat after that.
No.
Ooh, you're right.
This is... No. You have to separate demon and cat, because a demon cat is not a thing.
Yeah, if you have... Says who?
You have demons that possess things.
Right.
So if a demon has possessed a cat, how about you still have two separate entities. Mm. You have the cat and you have the demon.
So how about like a there are different kinds of demons. How about like a hellhound? That's true. It's a dog.
Do we have a
dog possessed by demon?
Is it?
I think so.
Or is it a dog that is from hell? He's a demon. Maybe it's the same thing as this cat.
Why is he a demon? What exactly is a demon then?
Anything from hell? I would say yeah.
Anything.
Any living thing from hell?
Anything with a thinking mind from hell is a demon? Yeah. I'm solid on that definition. I'm into it.
So who's to say that hellhounds they're not just possessed dogs?
You've reversed all the way back to the... You're the Ouroboros, Kevin, and you've eaten your own tail, where then we're back to the cat as a demon.
No.
If a hellhound is a possessed dog, then sure, this cat is possessed, and now it is...
Two separate entities.
You haven't got
him. You're right. I've eaten my own tail.
I would love to see you get him at some point with this. That wasn't it. I did have a question. Are all demons just a generic demon?
No, because
do they differentiate?
Yeah, I think they're spirits, they're entities that are bad, evil, mm-hmm. and they possess things. They say, "Let me in to your your body."
Do they provide longevity?
What? I would think yes. I would think when something...
I would think no.
You think
it's the opposite.
Eating away at you a little bit?
I think they want people to... Well...
Maybe that's why people have a problem with cats. Maybe, I mean, those nine lives, baby. That's
kind of weird. You know, I never thought about that. I never thought about the fact that demons just like... They try anything they can do to get into somebody's body, right?
Yeah.
And then when they get there, they just want to hurt it and kill it.
Not.
AKA a demon.
But why? It's like, why did you want to get in here in the first
question.
Place?
It depends on their motives, which we can't know.
Yeah, they're from hell. I don't think there is much motive. I think they're just like kind of
I think a cat is a great thing to possess if you are something not looking to go back to hell.
Yeah, you could.
It has
really
nine lives.
In. Yeah.
Something else gets hit by a car. Look at you.
Yeah.
You find yourself packing. You're back in hell.
And also, people have like this...
You're in a cat. You get hit by a car.
You could get hit
by
eight
more. Shrug it off,
baby. You got eight more cars coming your way in the future at some point. I wonder... People... Okay, I like cats. I'm going to throw that out right at the top of this. But I know a lot of people... There's like this whole thing of like, oh, cats are evil. Cats are a-holes. It's their whole thing. Maybe that's the ultimate trick that these demons are pulling off in the first place. Possess cat, get unconditional love from human, and it goes to that unconditional love is going to waste because there's a demon in there who does not care. They're getting pets, they're getting fed, and they're like, you're not getting any love back, I hate you, but you're doing all this for me, which is that it is the ultimate crime. Pushed away love, demon's getting everything it needs.
Well, I don't I would
symbiotic
say
in a sense.
They're pushing it away.
Pushing it. Biting on the hand, shredding your drapes.
Clearly, you've never
throwing up on your bed.
I hate it when a cat shreds my drapes.
In cartoons, man, they'll do it. I have to imagine that's based off some form of reality.
It.
So the answer to your question is it's just the lifespan of a cat.
I would think yes.
The lifespan of a demon cat is just the lifespan of a cat.
I feel like we can get a little more personal with this question asker.
Maybe a little shorter since it's the demon's. Freaking!
I would think it would be a little bit longer.
No, see, that's what I was saying before, though. See, you were saying that cat is great real estate for a demon.
Right.
But
just prime. But, prime real estate.
Right. But a cat, like, what we've seen from demons is that once they get into their home, they just want to destroy it.
Is that true?
I don't
know. That's all we know about demons.
We just know they go kind of nuts.
That's because we don't know about the ones who don't
When
do
people
that.
Get possessed, they just go kind of wacky when they've got demons in them, as the media has told us. So
I recall a story from the Bible of a group of hogs getting possessed by demons, and they ran off of a cliff.
They you know what? Touche. They do launch themselves at maximum velocity right off that cliff. And they say, look, the swine. I don't remember what they say. I've got a story here. I wanted to explore that a little longer, but we've got a story from Probs, and we're running out of time. And Probs sent in a doozy. Let me just read this first.
It's a doozy.
We are planning to visit the great city of Nashville, which we've learned has a history of murder as well as music. At least if the several haunted attractions
murder
we've
and
seen...
music.
What? What'd you say?
He was just admiring the alliteration.
Oh, I see. Oh, yeah. At least if the several haunted attractions we've seen advertised are correct. Nashville has ghost tours that range from the mildly spooky to the downright murderous. Walking around Nashville in the dark and learning all its spooky stories sounds like a lot of fun. Just one thing, though. We are both just a little bit frightened of becoming possessed by one of Nashville's netherworld natives or getting otherwise haunted from one of these eternal tourist traps. So our question is, are we better off giving the haunted tours a hard pass, or can y'all share a foolproof way to take a ghost tour and stay ghost-free? Signed, Sam's best friend and your favorite librarian. Faith also. Sorry. I effed it up. I was going to say it all cool, and I effed it up.
It was cool. It was cool.
It was
buddy.
Fine.
Thanks for the story, Faith. I think that your worst case scenario,
so you could,
you get possessed
by a music ghost
and you end up as a country singer.
Because everyone who sings, they don't tell you this
everyone
a lot.
Everyone who goes to Nashville.
No, they don't sing country.
Everyone who sings country is possessed.
They don't sing country in Nashville.
Everyone who goes to Nashville is a country singer.
Yeah, for sure. 100%.
It's country?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought it was just music.
I think it is like a huge music destination, but I know country's like, that's where all the big record labels
that's
are.
The country hub.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Mm-hmm.
Yikes. That's the worst that could happen.
I think that's worst case scenario.
you become a millionaire, but you are a country singer.
I'm trying to explore this whole
kind of a catch 22.
This whole tourist trap thing that I heard.
What do you mean?
What I don't know. I heard tourist trap.
Well, have you heard that term before? Tourist trap?
No.
Neither of you have? It's just like a place a lot of tourists go. Like I went on a cruise years ago to like this, it's like a carnival thing. It's just like one of those cheaper ones that goes to this geyser in Mexico.
Carnival. Carnival cruise.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What did I say?
Carnival.
Hey, I learned something in Mexico, Kevin. Clearly you didn't.
Houston arrives on the shores of Mexico, and they're like, "You've been saying it wrong."
He gets back, and he's like, "What a carnival!"
The point is, tourist trap. They're
carnival.
That's like a really common term.
I'll see you again someday.
Like here, if I type in just tourist trap, I actually want the exact definition of it.
Why is it a tourist trap?
I don't actually know why it says a tourist trap is an establishment or group of establishments that has been created or repurposed with the aim of attracting tourists and their money. So it's like a figurative, if you're visiting the area, come check, like think of Times Square. There's nothing in Times Square. Everyone who lives in New York will tell you Times Square is the most pointless part of the entire city, but it's a tourist trap because everyone who visits goes there almost immediately. And the only thing to do there is nothing and then lose a bunch of money if you spend any.
How do you lose a bunch of money if there's nothing there?
Well, like
there's shops and stuff,
but it's like everything is so overpriced because they know everyone's flying in and going there first and is really excited about trinkets and souvenirs and things like that, or pictures with Elmo dressed by a man who does not own the property.
It does not smell like Elmo, I'm telling you.
I know what Elmo smells like, and it is not this.
That was not it, man.
It smells like beef and cheese.
Beef and cheese. I was going to say the same thing. You're not Elmo.
Where did that come from?
You're the elf? You smell like beef and cheese. You're not Santa.
Oh, yeah.
I wish we had just left that unsaid and let the fan base grill Sam for that.
I know. I'd be shocked if anyone listening didn't pick up on it, but you never know.
That puts more sense to the word trap in there. So that brings me to my next question, is what is the trap that they are afraid of here? They're afraid of spending a bunch of money for a haunted tour?
Nashville is, I guess I've learned now, a big hotspot for the paranormal and murderous intent. Nashville's
where's the trap?
The music industry. I think you're getting a little hung up. They just said, it's just, I think, wordplay. They said, we are both just a little bit frightened of becoming possessed by one of Nashville's netherworld native or otherwise getting haunted from one of these eternal tourist traps. So there's a lot of, like, come see our ghost thing, like, advertised in Nashville. And they're like, should we go? Should we not? It's, like, notoriously
They're saying,
haunted.
If we go, then we don't leave without being haunted for the rest of our lives.
Kevin. You have a ghosty guy who wants to feed on people.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
His best thing is going to be to attract people to him.
Right.
Which is what this tourist trap could be.
Mm-hmm. Correct. So,
I would just be wary of any, like...
Make it really cool, spunky, scary. Everyone come here so that I can suck out your life force, and then we can send you on your way.
Oh, I say go to Nashville, like, peruse. But the moment a man... A ghastly pale man comes up with two... Like, in a shaky hand, giving you two free tickets to the newest haunted ride... Just don't take them. Just don't accept the R.L. Stein offering of a Goosebumps book.
But also know that you are letting go of Phantasmagoria's potentially greatest content yet.
That's true. Yep.
That's a price. That's a price I'm personally willing to pay. I say steer clear of the whole thing, because anyone that goes there and gets haunted. Suppose that this really was a tourist trap where everybody that goes gets haunted for the rest of their lives. You would never know. You'd look up reviews, and the only reviews there would be by people that are haunted and have to say that it's
five
great.
Stars. Definitely wasn't possessed by a ghost from the 1800s.
Must
an old
see.
Civil War ghost.
Must go to. And that you'd never know. So I can't, in all good consciousness...
I'm not the spirit of Elvis Presley. Go on the haunted ride. 5 stars.
I don't know, man.
Faith, if you don't send us a selfie with you on that ride...
I want it.
Then what did you even go for?
Then are we even friends?
What would be like... I mean, what would be a dead giveaway? Like, I'm sure some are safe. What's a dead giveaway of, like, this is clearly an actually haunted, don't go there?
Here's what you do. You give us, we create a password that you send to us. I'm trying to think of a way that you send the password, and then if you get possessed... Then we can reach out and confirm whether you are possessed or not. Some kind of code
a stranger danger thing
that only
the 3-year-old.
No, the stranger danger is we want your password. Give us your password. I'm saying we can create one between the two groups.
I think Houston was onto something.
Wait, what?
Just the realization of. Like, as a kid, that was something my parents 100% sat me down with. They were like, "Okay, this is the password. Every time a stranger talks to you, someone you don't recognize, you say, what's the password? And if they don't give it, you get out of there." And I'm just thinking to myself, I was like 4 or 5 when we had that conversation. And as an adult now, I'm thinking of a 4 or 5-year-old, and I'm like... A man in a van pulls up and is like, "What's the password, Houston?" And I say, like, "What's the password?" And he's like, "I don't care. I'm yoink. Grabbing you and you're in my van.
Yeah. Like, also, I've just never even heard of that.
Houston, really? It's actually really common.
Houston.
How is that a common thing? You'd have to reach out to every person you know and be like, you can't talk to my child unless you know this password and this is it. Put it in your phone, write it on your hand, do whatever you gotta do.
I remember them showing us videos in elementary school where they would be like, if they don't have the password, don't get in their car.
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
I have never heard of that.
They're like, really? If somebody drives up and says they're here to pick you up and your mom sent them, then ask them what the password is.
Well, then this idea is even less crazy than I thought.
Sounds like your mom.
We get a password from the unpossessed you.
So what is our password?
Well, that we can't just freaking speak it to the world, Sam.
Why?
Then it's not not a password.
You know what? Join the Discord and you'll know the password. Yeah. Otherwise, how the frick are we supposed to know if you're possessed or not?
At a small price of $5,
you cannot.
We
be
can
possessed.
DM you the password.
That is a plug, though. We're out of time. We're dunsies. I was gonna say dunzo.
Dunzo,
but
gunzo.
Don't know. Then that's not the password. Don't think that's it because that's not it. It's not dunzo gunzo. Don't look that up.
Kevin, shut up. MiguariCast@gmail.com.
PhantasmaCast for TikTok and Instagram. Go share those clips and give us a follow on there. A bunch of you guys have been following lately. We appreciate that a lot. There was something else actually really important.
More streams. Houston and I have been appreciative of you guys and your participation in our streams.
It's been really fun.
Makes it a lot funner and better.
Was the thing you forgot something about life only being as spooky as you make it?
That, you know what?
No,
you hit the nail right on the head, buddy. That was it.